two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody. Hour number two of the program. It is KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell on a Friday night. Thanks for hanging out with us. By way of announcement, if you are a BYU fan, you want to get these score updates from Lavelle Edwards Stadium and any game, every week, you can just text 57500, just text the word, or just text the letters BYU to 57500, and you'll get those scoring updates. So, yeah, if you want to get those updates right when they happen during the game, maybe you're outside of being able to listen or being able to watch, you can get the text messages 57500, just text the word BYU for those updates. All right, Scott, we're doing our second hour here, and we got to jump into it. We got to start talking about a little bit about these actual games that are going on this weekend. And I don't know. I feel like we should have more. I feel like we should have music behind it. We usually do our 2-minute drill there, so I'm not gonna. Well, maybe we can have a little music. It's a little bit of a game show. So let's do some of our picks here, Scott.
I cannot do a pick. the newlywed game music.
Is that what this is?
I don't know. It's
this
what
is
it
a game show. I don't know what it is.
It's totally a 70s.
Oh, so you're refusing to play along, huh?
No, come on.
Okay, he'll go along with it. Yeah. All right, so we need your picks as well, 57500. Start making your picks for the games. You got USC and BYU, of course, this weekend. So, Scott, I don't know if we want to start there, but if it – I don't know, maybe we should have – no, let's do this. I think Utah obviously has the game of the week that is kind of the most forgettable.
It's the lame of the week. It's not even the game. It's just the lame of the week.
You're the one calling the game. You can't do that, man. You can't be the guy that does the. Well, it's not even going to be a good game.
Well, okay. So you sit there and you go, how do you look at this game and what do you get out of it? Right. I mean, it's just hard when there's so much expectation on the season and your next opponent is USC.
All right.
It's just hard. So
let's agree on this then. Let's agree on starting on Utah State. Utah State is at San Diego State. The Aztecs are coming off a win at UCLA last weekend. So you've actually got a nice little matchup in the Mountain West. And Utah State is taking on San Diego State at San Diego State. First test, I think, of the year. Well, I mean, they had the test against Wake Forest. But when it's in conference, Utah State's got to get serious because the Mountain West Conference Championship is the thing they're really after. So right. Utah State at San Diego State. What do you have, Scott?
I actually don't think this is going to be a close game.
You think Utah State's going to run away?
I really do. I think Utah State may be better this year than they were a year ago. They've certainly.
Crazy.
I know it's crazy.
I mean, not that it's impossible. I'm just saying they were really good last year.
Yeah, I just think that they've done a great job of Gary Anderson finding replacements for what they lost. And you just don't – I get a sense that Jordan Love is really maybe he's a realer deal or than I thought, or he has at least he has talent around him. That was my concern.
That addition of Siosi Mariner has been really good for him.
So I'm going to say they win 35-21.
Oh, I like it. Oh, hey, that's good. That's a good one. I'm going to go 42-31.
It's probably going to be more than that. But.
Yeah, it's going to be 42-31, 42-35.
I'll go 38-21.
Oh, okay. All right.
Changed my mind.
Jeez.
You know what's going to happen, don't you? It's going to be that score. It happens every time we do this. And
it's
going to
be
score.
Your first score is what it's going to be.
No, it's going to be the second one.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. 42-30. What did I say? So 42-31.
To 31.
Was
and okay. I'm 38-21.
To 21. Okay. Oh, boy. It's changing all over the place. All right. Let's go to the Utah Utes then. Utah Utes taking on the Idaho State Bengals. I'm not even sure what the line is on this game. Not that I care, but if we were supposed to... I think we talked a little bit about it last night, too. We were talking about a type of score that make you feel good about the game. So what did you end up with?
I'm going to say this game's going to be 46-9.
46-9.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 52-10, and I'm going to say they get into the double digits on just a cruddy touchdown at the end.
Well, and they might get scores if the game gets out of hand and some of the replacements go in. So, I'll go 46-10. My score.
46-10.
Yep.
Why'd you just steal my 10? Why couldn't you just stay with 9?
9. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did I say 9?
Yeah, you did.
You're confusing me, Alex.
Well, no, I'm not. 52-10 is my score. All right. Then let's go. How many yards is Zach Moss going to end up with?
He'll have 120 yards.
Wow. That's a lot. I'm going to go with...
I don't think that's a lot, actually.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, not really, if you were to play the whole game, but he's only going to play half. That's right. My guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he gets 91 yards.
91 yards.
On 11 carries. He's like 8.5 per.
He's going to get some gash runs, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
He's going to add some yards up.
All right. 9 times. He's going to get the ball that many times. All right, so Scott, next one on the list here is our BYU and USC pick. Now, we got to get a little bit more serious about this one because this is the one, and you can send your text in, 57500, your thoughts on the game. Right now, it's about a 3.5-point, 4-point spread for in favor of USC, which means that they think that they're about a touchdown better than BYU because you get about 3 points for being at home. I will say for BYU, they show up for these P5 games, but I will tell you, they show up better on the road in these P5 games.
Right.
It's so weird, right? Like, why do they play worse at home, it seems like? They laid an egg after beating Arizona last year. They laid an egg against Cal in a game that they just – Cal was beating them basically the entire time. And they could do whatever they wanted with this, you know, this dual threat quarterback they had last year. And USC is 100 times better on the talent level than Cal, I think, is even, or at least was last year.
Do you think USC has a defense like Cal?
No, but I will say that they are going to expect Tyson Williams to be getting a lot of runs. And they're going to be shutting those gaps down. I'm interested to see that line of scrimmage. I'm interested to see the pressure that BYU ends up trying to throw at Slovis, because they have packages to put pressure on guys, and they have a really, really good front. But you haven't seen a lot of pressure from BYU this year, except until like until the fourth quarter of the Tennessee game. So I want to see that push from the front end, from the start. But I think USC is going to be too much. I'm going to kind of go with Vegas on this one, and I think USC ends up getting the win. I'm going to say 27-23. USC.
Yeah, I think the whole like just mystery factor in all of this is the quarterback. I just don't know how from USC the freshman. I've said it a million times. I don't know that BYU has seen a team that will throw the ball as much as USC does. I think you'll see a much more explosive game from Zach Wilson. I really do. I just think that something clicked on at the end of that game against Tennessee, a confidence factor. I think he found Micah Simon and some other people to throw to, and hopefully they'll build on that. I'm going to say it's going to be 31-21.
31-21.
For USC.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hold you to it.
we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I honestly hope.
I really want BYU to win. I really do. But I just, I don't know. I just don't know who USC is yet.
I don't know, but we also don't kind of know who BYU is either. That's the reason you can't pick.
So hard to.
I mean, USC could come out and lay a giant stinking egg because they do that, and this is the type of team that does it. Where it's just like a backup quarterback and coming into. I will say that on the road, for his second game. I mean, quarterbacks they have actual stats on this. I mean, he's just like a freshman quarterback in his first road game does not do well.
Yeah,
and so. We'll see. I'm interested to see how he does, especially after the performance that he had against Stanford. All right, take another break here. When we come back, more to go on the program. We've got so much for you this next hour, so just hang out here with us and get through your weekend. When we come back, Cleon Wall's going to join me and talk about a little bit about BYU or a little bit about the Utah Jazz and the egg that they laid against Serbia yesterday and what they have to do to get seventh place in the World Cup. Stay with us.
Years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.